Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Verse 6. Hebrews 11, verse 6. We all know this, and we all probably can quote it. It says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that casually seek them." Uh-oh, get on me, boys. That's good. Get on me. Diligently seek Him. I love you getting on me there. You know, the Bible talked about Paul. He was preaching to the Berean believers, which were noble guys, scholars. Whenever Paul preached, what did they do? Search the Scriptures. They don't care he was Apostle Paul. Whoa, let's see what you're saying is true. If I ever say something or anybody, you better check the Scriptures and see if it's in there. And if it's not in there, you have a duty to let me know or let the person know. But you must believe and you must diligently seek Him. I want you to think about diligently seeking Him. A lot of people are just casually seeking Jesus. What does it mean to diligently seek Him? Diligent means that when things are not going right, you have to continually to do it. Diligent means you have to plan to do it. It's not just going to happen. It's just like soul winning. People say, "Oh yeah, I witness wherever I go." Well, that's good. We're lights. You're going to shine. But when you diligently do it, you're planning it. I'm asking, are you planning to seek the Lord? Are you diligently seeking Him? Or you just seek Him? I only seek Him on Sunday. I only seek Him on Wednesday. But are you diligently seeking Him every day? Now, this judge is the direct opposite of what God is. I want you to think about it. Where it says, like I already told you, it's Jesus. God said, He will avenge His own elect. And I gave you that scripture that was Romans 12:19. Let me just read it. It says, "Dearly beloved," and boy, we need to get this one. "Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord.'" Whenever we have been offended, we can easily become the offender. Don't let sin done to you be the sin in you. I think that's it. I said that right. Just make sure that you let God handle it. It'll make the difference. You'll be easier to forgive whenever you let God handle it. But whenever you're holding on to something, it'll turn into bitterness. This widow let God handle it because she believed the promise. She believed that the Lord will revenge her. I guarantee you she knew this scripture. And then, which cried day and night, God hears us. I think that's the best thing right there, is that we can know that God hears us. Psalms 40 verse 1 says, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry." Man, isn't that good? That the Lord hears our cry. So don't think that the Lord is not listening. Now I'm going to give you some scriptures right now, and I pray that you write these down. Because these scriptures here will 100% guarantee that the Lord will answer. I see Doug's getting a pen ready. I like that. Get these ready. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. 1 John.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.